the fact that we have lived these days of Ramadan and we have lived the last 10 nights of Ramadan, this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they complain about Ramadan. They complain about the long days of Ramadan, and we shouldn't complain. Rather, we should show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when in Ramadan we make dua to Allah, and we ask Him, and we ask Him, and we ask Him, but also we should be praising Him. And we should be showing shukr to Him, gratitude and thanks for allowing us to live the days of Ramadan. So this blessed month, it is a blessing from Allah. In fact, your Islam is a blessing from Allah. Your Tawheed is a blessing from Allah. Your guidance is a blessing from Allah. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember the blessing of Allah upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَى. When you were enemies to each other. And then Allah brought your hearts together. So this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to show shukr for. And as you know, we have now approached the end of Ramadan. Only a few days remain for the end of Ramadan. Any Muslim who has even the smallest amount of iman in his heart has to feel saddened with the ending of Ramadan. Any Muslim who has even the smallest amount of iman in his heart should be saddened that these days of sweetness, these days of iman are going. Any Muslim who has even the smallest amount of iman in his heart, no matter how much ibadah he did, should feel sorrow and regret over the deficiencies in his ibadah. And whilst Ramadan approaches its end, there are certain things that we should think about. The first thing we should think about, even though Ramadan is coming to an end, however it hasn't ended. Even though it is approaching its end, however it hasn't ended. And therefore, as Ramadan approaches its end, we shouldn't become lazy. And as you know, Laylatul Qadr, it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, any one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And it is hoped that it is in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. And perhaps it is on the 27th night. Perhaps it is on the 29th night of Ramadan. So you're becoming lazy and lazy. And maybe Laylatul Qadr is on the 29th night of Ramadan. And because of our laziness, we end up missing Laylatul Qadr. And in Islam, there is a principle. And this principle is that the success of any action is in how strongly you end the action, not how strongly you begin the action. This is a qa'idah. This is a principle in Islam. That the success of any action is not how well you began it, rather it is how strongly you have finished it. So when it comes to Ramadan, not only should our beginning of Ramadan be with enthusiasm and strength, but also our ending of Ramadan should also be with enthusiasm and strength. We shouldn't be lazy and weak when Ramadan is ending. Subhanallah, Ramadan is different from any other ibadah. The other ibadat, the virtue is always in the beginning of the ibadah. So for example, the salah. The most virtuous part of salah is the takbir. The most virtuous takbir is the first takbir. Dhul Hijjah. The most virtuous days of Dhul Hijjah are the first days. When you come for the salah, the most virtuous row is the first row. Ramadan is different. Ramadan, the most virtuous days of Ramadan are the last days. So, in Ramadan, We shouldn't only attach importance to starting Ramadan strongly, but also we have to attach importance to finishing Ramadan strongly. And as I mentioned, this is a principle in Islam, that the success of any action is not how you begin the action, rather it is how you end the action. And this is because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالِ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that actions are only according to how you end the actions, not how you begin the actions. So if you began Ramadan with strength and enthusiasm, then as Ramadan approaches its end, become more enthusiastic and more stronger. And if you began your Ramadan with weakness and laziness, then improve and become strong as Ramadan is ending. But do not become lazy. And as I mentioned, this is a principle in Al-Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that actions are according to how they end. Actions are according to how they end. For example, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not say, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah"? Whoever's last statement is la ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. So look at this person. He lived his life upon Tawheed. He worshipped Allah. But more importantly, at the end of his life, he said la ilaha illallah. And because his last statement was La ilaha illallah, he entered into Jannah. Did Allah not say in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih, O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. And then He said, Wala tamutanna illa wa antum muslimun, and do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Meaning, not only should you live upon at-taqwa, but also towards your end, ensure that you die upon Islam and you die upon at-taqwa. So not only is the starting important, but the ending is also important. More important. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, because actions and the success of any action is only according to how it ends. So as I mentioned, if you began your Ramadan with strength and enthusiasm, then make sure you end your Ramadan with strength and enthusiasm. But don't be from those people who begin Ramadan with strength, they begin Ramadan with enthusiasm, and as Ramadan approaches its end, they become weaker and weaker and weaker.